Okay, this is David and Gudrun Miller here in Prescott, Arizona. And we want to welcome everybody to this Biorelativity on Climate Healing. And this is sponsored by the Group of 40, www.groupof40.com. And for more information about our work on climate healing, you can go to our website, and or you can put in the words now, planetaryclimatehealing.com. That's planetaryclimatehealing.com. So I'm going to be channeling Giuliano, and we'll be doing the meditation, and he'll give a short lecture. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Greetings, I am Giuliano. We are the Arcturians. Today we will look at an advanced planetary biorelativity healing technique focused on bringing a climate balance to this planet. There are several requirements in this meditation and several requirements for bringing a climate balance. The first and perhaps most important characteristic or attribute is the coming together of a unified thought field and a unified global consciousness. This sometimes is referred to as unity consciousness, but we are talking about a unity consciousness for the entire planet. I want to explain that in biorelativity, we often focus on one area and say that we want the storms to lessen in this area, we want the fires to lessen in this area, we want the rains to come to this area. But remember, when we just work on one area and seek a lessening of certain extreme conditions, we have to take into consideration what is happening in the other area. Now, this is being demonstrated now in the fires of Australia because the rains that are normally coming to Australia are instead being dumped in Indonesia, and it's causing severe flooding. So we have to consider balance. And today, what we are looking at is climate balance, where there is a taking into consideration all aspects of this planet, and where there are some aspects that are some places that are lacking rain, there are other places that have too much rain. There are some places that are extremely warm. For example, right now in parts of the northeast of the United States, it's 60 or 70 degrees, which is unusual for winter. But then there are places like in Idaho where there are extreme storms, even there are tornadoes in some areas of the southeast of the United States. So we have to look at the whole global picture and seek a balance. In our experiences in the galaxy, those planets that have global consciousness are able to achieve this balance. But we are talking then about a planetary balance using the Earth's feedback loop system. The Earth's feedback loop system is the internal system in the spirit of the Earth that regulates the biosphere so that there is the proper amount of oxygen, so that there is the proper amount of nitrogen, so that there is the proper amount of rains in areas, so that there are drying out in other areas. And also we have to take into consideration the ocean currents, the wind currents, and even in some instances the angle of the Earth as it's tilting towards the sun. And in more even advanced biorelativity techniques, we take into consideration what the cosmic energy is and how that cosmic energy is going to affect the biosphere and going to affect the internal clocks and the internal feedback loop system. And perhaps this is something that has not really been explained, because you could have the most advanced planet, have the greatest balance, but there still could be cosmic energy, such as an explosion from a neutron star that would send deadly cosmic rays to a planet that could wipe out the biosphere. You have to then seek a balance in all aspects, but we are today just looking and working on meditating on the balance for the Earth. And in this meditation, we are going to ask that all aspects that I have discussed, whether it be droughts in some areas, storms in other areas, be brought into a balance. And we have to recognize that some of these imbalances are caused by man. Some of these imbalances are caused by blockages of meridians, nuclear contamination, above ground nuclear testing, blocking of meridians through dams, ocean contamination, including garbage, and even using herbicides and pesticides that are blocking access to certain nutrients. The list is extremely extensive, but with higher consciousness and with the proper downloading of thoughts and information and love to the Earth, we can begin a process of climate healing and climate balancing. And part of this will be in raising the consciousness of the planet, raising the consciousness of the world leaders, raising the consciousness of meditators like yourself to download specific thought forms of planetary climate healing into the noosphere and into the spirit of Gaia. We will begin doing this planetary climate healing meditation by taking 3 deep breaths. As you go into a state of relaxation and connect to your higher self through your crown chakra, feel your crown chakra opening to a very high level, and feel and visualize that your own spirit is able to astrally travel out of your relaxed body in the room you are in, and thought project yourself to the halo around the Earth known as the Ring of Ascension. This Ring of Ascension is a golden halo of light that is fifth dimensional around this planet. And this Ring of Ascension can be compared to the rings around Saturn, for example, only this is a spiritual Ring of Ascension. And in this Ring of Ascension, there is tremendous interaction with fifth dimensional masters, tremendous interaction with the fifth dimension. And also in the Ring of Ascension, there is tremendous thought power. We call this thought power arcane power. And therefore, the thoughts and the energy and the thought fields that we will be working with are going to have very dynamic and strong powers when we send these thought forms down into the noosphere and into the feedback loop system of the Earth. So thought project yourself now into the Ring of Ascension. And visualize that you, I, and all of us around the world, because there are people on this call from all places in the world, are sitting in a meditative position around the ring and around the earth. Ooh. We are sitting and meditating and feeling the power of this ring, the power of this fifth dimensional energy field. And know that each one of you that are participating is a planetary healer. Each one of you that is participating is working now on planetary climate healing. And from this position around the Ring of Ascension, we will visualize a huge white screen, an etheric white screen over the North Pole of planet Earth. And we will project the words planetary climate healing. Planetary climate healing light. And this planetary climate healing light, these words are going to contain the following thoughts. Let the highest balance come to all aspects of this planet. Let the feedback loop system take into consideration all of the thousands and even millions of different situations of countries, cities, winds, ocean currents, contaminations, thousands of different things, and allow the correct balance to occur for the highest good of the whole planet with the least amount of harm or destruction to any ecosystem, to any city, to any group. Let there be a planetary climate healing thought field. And therefore, in the meditation, project on the screen with your third eye the words planetary climate healing now. We will go into meditation. Planetary climate healing now. We will go into silence. The words planetary climate healing now is emblazoned on this etheric screen over the North Pole, and we will download with all of your thought power, all of your energy, which is emblazoning and making these words more powerful. We will download this into the noosphere, which is the thought field around the planet, and we will download this into the feedback loop system of the planet. At the count of three, we will download this powerful affirmation and know that the Earth's feedback loop system will receive it, and the noosphere will receive it and help to manifest the necessary corrections in any extremes, in any imbalances, wherever they are occurring now on the planet. At the count of three, download this. One, two, three. Now. Planetary climate healing now. Planetary climate healing now. Planetary climate balance now. Think at this moment of any place where you are aware of imbalances, such as in Australia, such as in Indonesia, or any other extreme patterns that you are aware of, and send this affirmation, planetary healing balance, now. And know that because you are in the Ring of Ascension, because your spirit is in the Ring of Ascension, you have the, quote, arcane power, unquote, to help manifest this balance on a unity basis, on a global unity consciousness that will take into consideration all aspects, all needed imbalances, and bring it into balance for the highest good of the planet and for all people. And so it shall be. Now gently prepare to return to your physical body from the Ring of Ascension. The white screen with those words has been downloaded over the North Pole into the Earth's feedback loop system and into the noosphere. And now you can comfortably thought project yourself back into your physical body, coming back into perfect alignment over your physical body and re-entering at the count of three. One, two, three. You're back into your body. And in closing, let me say that I am aware of this powerful time now in January 12th, 13th, and 14th, the time of a full moon, the time of conjunctions of energies. And this is a time, a portal, where polarizations can come to resolution. This is a time where polarizations can become to a new balance. And you are working to fortify a planetary climate healing balance. This is your mission. I bless each and every one of you. I am Giuliano. Good day.